Herrings in Barrels. In the beginning of August, 1875, a small schooner ran aground on the low sandbanks at Sunnestrand on Roermond because of a storm. As it ran aground, the ship was shattered, and the cargo of barrels of salted herrings and other wreckage drifted ashore at high tide and lay between the hay in the meadows. As the storm subsided and low tide arrived, smashed barrels and herring were spread across a large area of the western part of Roermond. Some of the barrels were only missing their bottom and were still half full of herrings that were perfectly good and could be eaten. Bunne J. Bunnesen explains, "Like many other young boys, I herded cattle and sheep on the beach, and whenever the opportunity arose, especially after unsettled weather or a storm, we would go exploring on the coast. We were a couple of boys who found many of the beached herring one day in August. We took the herring and ran to a small house that was close to the dunes where our grandfather spent his time sewing beehives, picnic baskets, and much more. We told him about the herring and gave him the herring we had taken. Grandfather prepared the herring, cut it into pieces, and gave us each a piece while he said, 'There you go, you can eat that.' 'But not like that,' we answered, as we had never seen a salted herring before. 'Yes,' he said, and took the first bite with a bit of bread. It tasted good, and so we went back for more of the beached herring." Bunne J. Bunnesen also tells us how they were unaware of the name of the ship and where it came from, and that it was assumed the ship's crew perished with the wreck.